A report compiled in 2010 by the OSPAR Commission shows that there's 115 known dumping locations throughout the seas around Ireland. Some have been found to hold chemical munitions. Five such dumps have been identified off the Donegal coast, which is very worrying indeed. Due to the amount of fishing that occurs in these areas with our own fishermen and foreign vessels coming that would be unaware of these existing dumps, it's a huge serious if there was a loss of life due to the fact that one of these spars was lifted on board one of these vessels without knowing what contents are contained in them.
You would obviously want the Irish government to be in contact with other governments in the EU and further afield to clarify, yeah, if they can, exactly what's there and what can be done to render it safe.
Also, the report that I mentioned there, the OSPAR report, the report states that much as we know that these dumping sites come from information supplied to Ireland by various overseas contracted parties, such as NATO and the Royal Society in the UK, the Norwegian Defence Research Establishment and the Scottish Office of Agriculture.
Is it possible that there is already information in various areas of government departments that just haven't been brought together and collated yet?
I think so. And also the other thing, though, I think there's so much of, let's not talk about the elephant in the room as well. I mean, this is ongoing. Back in 1995, there was the Irish and British government was supposed to draw up a report on the existence of these dumps and to have it compiled by 2000, and yet nothing has been done at all while these dumps still exist to this day.